Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information received from the Australian Government's Department of Meteorology in Sydney, New South Wales, concerning solar activity indicates that the level of solar activity at the moment continues to be very low. The 10-centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 73, that's 7.3, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 9. And those figures are the lowest recorded for some months. Moving through the plateau of sunspot cycle 24, and this is not now expected to terminate until late 2017. It was originally thought that this present cycle would be closing down or closing off in mid-2017, but there have been revised estimates. So in the meantime, our high-frequency propagation on long distances on frequencies above about 14 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will not be very reliable. And that propagation pattern is expected to continue for the immediate future. Now, we have some information concerning propagation and monitoring made here in Melbourne recently. This is between 1830 and 1900. That's just on sunrise here in Melbourne in the 49, 41 and 25 metre bands. First of all, 5885, Radio Free Asia from the Tinian relay station, broadcasting in Korean. 5915, Radio Zambia, broadcasting its domestic service in local languages. 6055, China Radio International, broadcasting in French, from the Serik relay station in Albania. And 6135, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, transmitting in French to Europe. And 7425, this is between 1900 and 1930, German programs from Radio Romania International using the DRM digital mode. And 11800, 25 meter band, Adventist World Radio, from the Mayerton relay station in South Africa, very strong signals here in Melbourne, with French between 2000 and signing off at 2030. There, we have some information concerning broadcasting schedules. New frequency for the Bible Voice broadcasting service via the Nauen transmitting site is 11790. This is on the air between 1600 and 1800 in various languages to Africa. This frequency replaces 15525. The languages include Oromo, Amharic, Somali, Tigrinya, and Hadiya. Different languages on different days of the week for that station. A new frequency of Radio Zorillo via the Issedon transmitting station in France. This is 11970 between 1600 and 1630 to East Africa in Somali. It's on Tuesdays and Saturdays. The frequency replaces 17630. It's 500 kilowatts, the antenna directivity 130 degrees. And a new frequency of the Voice of Oromo Liberation, also from Nauen in Germany. So 11810, 1700 to 15:30 in Afar and Oromo on Wednesdays, Fridays and Sundays, and 17:30 to 1800 in Amharic on Wednesdays. Both with 100 kilowatts, antenna directivity 139 degrees to East Africa. And Radio Itahuka via the Madagascar relay station. Frequency and time change. The frequency is 15420 between 1800 and 1900 through Central Africa in Kurundi on Saturdays. And that's a time change previously that broadcast was 1700 to 1800 on 17870 from the Isidon France relay station. The Madagascar transmitting station uses 250 kilowatts, being 315 degrees, that's 315 degrees to Central Africa. A station known as the Mighty KBC Radio, also from Nauen in Germany. A 900 to 1600, that's a long time span, using 6095 in English to Western Europe. 100 kilowatts and 240 degrees. Radio Mi Amigo International, also via Nauen. Midnight to 0200 on 6080, English to Eastern North America, 125 kilowatts with 300 degrees. And frequency changes of Shiokatsu Sea Breeze, the Japanese station, or station broadcasting to Japan and Korean. 5935, 1405 to 1435 is a new frequency, Japanese, replacing 5910. And between 1600 and 1700, the new frequency is 6110, replacing 6180 with programs on various days in Chinese, Japanese, Korean, and English. The English release is actually Thursdays from 1600 to 1630, and also on Thursdays from 1630 to 1700. And those transit frequencies are all from the Yamata relay station in Tokyo. New frequency for Radio Dengue Kurdistan, that's the political station, 7350, 0330 to 0600. The new frequency from relay station at Kalach in Kurdish to Western Asia, 300 kilowatts, 130 degrees, replaces 7400. And Radio Dandal Kura International via Ascension relay station, 0500 to 0700 on 7415. To Western Africa in the Kanuri language, 250 kilowatts, 55 degrees, and also 0700 to 0800 on 15480 from Wolferton relay station in the United Kingdom, same language, Kanuri, and that's 200 kilowatts, 165 degrees. So that was some information of various frequency and schedule changes for international broadcasters, which are current for the present transmitting season. The new edition of the well-known World Radio Television Handbook has now been published from the United Kingdom. It's 672 pages as of last year, with a wealth of information concerning world broadcasting. Some of the technical reviews are quite interesting, which include the ICOM IC7300 receiver, Reuter Electronic RDR55D receiver, the SDR Play receiver, Wellbrook antenna, Bonito receiver, that's the AAS300, and a very informative receiver guide put together by the editors of the World Radio TVH on availability of current receivers and pricing. Some of the features in the book are also very interesting, including stories about the mighty KBC, that's the shortwave station. An article about remote reception, that's actually reception via the internet of fixed receivers in distant locations. Story about the Canadian station CKZN at St. John's. A piece entitled Pacific Radio Adventure. Mainly a travel type article discussing things or reception whilst in the Pacific and other places and in South America on a trip. And an article about the International Radio Disaster Relief Project, IRDR. This is quite interesting, and it puts together a lot of information which hasn't been seen before in this format. And there's also a chapter on high frequency conditions expected for the year of 2017. The usual information concerning the most suitable frequencies expected for the year, world maps, the world time zone map, and the world timetable. There's other information in the book concerning various aspects of international radio. They include selected internet resources for DXs and radio listeners, international broadcasting organisations and institutes, standard time and frequency transmissions, and clubs for DX radio enthusiasts. There are also various lists, geographical area codes used in the book, and symbols, country codes, and a very comprehensive index of countries in which countries mentioned in the book. This entire book is mainly in alphabetical order of country, and each country is subdivided into medium wave, FM, short wave. There's a separate section entitled International Radio, and that is additional to the information given in the main part of the book. There are listings, of course, for FM and medium wave transmitting stations around the world in order of continent. Now, the World Radio TV Handbook, the 2017 edition, is now available. It's available through selected international booksellers around the world.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.